trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Hi, it's Tom Thayer inviting you to a Schneider truck driver hiring event on January 10th in my hometown, Joliet. Schneider recruiters will be at the Clarion Inn and Convention Center in Joliet January 10th from 10 to 2, and I'll be there from noon to 2 for autographs, photos, and talking football. See Schneider's Ride of Pride military tribute truck and enter a prize drawing for CDL holders. For details on this event and Schneider's careers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The lineup soon to be delivered to home plate, brought to you by Hills Brothers Coffee. Trust the taste and share the tradition. Chris Ranji on the White Sox pregame show as the Sox open up the season on the road. Three games will happen at Kauffman Stadium against the Royals. One today at 3:10. First pitch coming up in about 9 minutes, and then off day tomorrow. They'll get back at it on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, and then on Friday afternoon, the Sox will come home for the first time in 2015, and they will play an afternoon game against the Minnesota Twins. We hope to see you at the ballpark on that day. We're glad that you are sticking with us here for the broadcast this afternoon. Game one of the season is coming up. We will have the post-game show, hopefully talking about a White Sox winner. Here we go. White Sox baseball is coming up.
Sox fans, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network are now proud to bring you Chicago White Sox baseball.
He jumps up, it's gone!
Strike three, called. Sox win. He struck out the side. Sox win.
Boy, he was swinging a high fly deep right field.
Track wall, slam. Sox win. Sox win.
Presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports, Menards, IBEW Local 134, CJ Wilson Mazda, Safeco Insurance, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Community Hospital of Northwest Indiana, Hills Brothers Coffee, Thornton's, Allstate Insurance, and Beggar's Pizza. They lay it on thick. And now let's go live to the ballpark from the U.S. Bank broadcast booth for Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson with all the play-by-play action on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
It is finally here, opening day 2015. Friends with Darren Jackson and Farmer, welcome to coverage of White Sox baseball as the Royals, the champs in the American League last year, will host the White Sox here at Kauffman Stadium. Darren, when you look at these two clubs, they're pretty well matched right now, maybe an edge right now, as we know the Royal bullpen more than we know the Sox, but it's up to the Sox to hold them down with some margin pitching for the White Sox. Ventura, Yordano Ventura, is going to pitch for the Royals.
You know, that's a great point, that the establishment of the bullpen from Kansas City is already well known throughout baseball, and the White Sox are still trying to find out if what they've put together can match Kansas City in that department. Truth is, they have 11 new players, the Royals, on their opening day roster from last year's opening day. as do the White Sox. Both teams are starting the season almost as if it's a turnover, in a sense, both teams feeling that they're better either way.
As the White Sox were 6-13 against the Royals a year ago, a look to the future perhaps for the White Sox. They passed out the rings to the players and staff on the field here, and the White Sox were on the third base chalk line watching each player get their rings.
Yeah, you know, the White Sox players that are here now, there aren't any that were around for the 2005 World Championship White Sox club. So to them, it's just looking across and watching something they've never had to experience themselves. Let's see if that's motivation.
Opening day, the butterflies certainly there. Take me inside maybe the mind of one second baseman, Micah Johnson.
Well, Micah Johnson, no matter what, you and I talked to him prior to the game, we know he's cool, calm, and collected down there pre-game, but once the bell gets ringing and you run out there and you take the field for the first time on opening day and you've never played one game on a major league field, those butterflies and nerves are there in a good way.
Any pressure on Samardzija more than usual with a contract at the end of this year that's up and a new team that he's playing for, the third team that he plays for in less than a year? Cubs, Oakland, and now the White Sox.
Just knowing the background of Samardzija, whether it be from his college days to when he first got to the big leagues, highly rated prospect out of the bullpen for the Cubs, to a starter, I don't think he really worries too much about pressure. He worries more about results, and that's what I'm looking for from him today, to get out there and be the guy that we know he can be, not the one that we saw in spring training.
Samardzija a year ago, 7-13 with a sparkling earned run average of 2.99 and 33 starts. Yordano Ventura, the young man starting his second youngest pitcher ever to start a home opener here for the Royals, 14-10 with an earned run average of 3.20. And Darren, he was great in the playoffs also.
Well, that is a fact. 1-0 in the postseason with a 3.20 earned run average. He was outstanding. He really set the tone in the World Series, giving the Royals a chance against the San Francisco Giants, with the Royals coming up just short.
Royals predecessors are. Is that a fair statement to make, that this is in the new generation, freshmen maybe aren't as afraid of the moment because, one, they don't know any better, but two, because they've always been main court players?
Well, I think that's a good assessment. I think that's accurate. You know, some of these young men and young kids play in 2 and 3 high schools. You know, they just keep moving around until they get the right high school that can win, so they can get, you know, more exposure and more experience, and so they're used to moving around. Plus, they're used to being on TV now and Twitter and all of this other stuff that, you know, none of this used to have before. So it's not like it's new to them when they get this attention. Yes, it's new to play in front of 72,000 people and have the nation watching. That's new for all of them. Very few of them. Obviously, last year, Wisconsin was in the Final Four, so they had this experience at AT&T Stadium and 100,000 or whatever that was there. So these freshmen that you speak of, yeah, they just grow up quicker. Everything's done faster. So, yeah, I think maybe they feel less pressure because it's the new normal.
One of the things you get to do, Jim Gray joining us from Westwood One, he'll be on the sidelines tonight, the call, which you can hear nationwide on Westwood One Radio Networks, Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. One of the things you get a chance to do that I think others don't, obviously, like, you and Tracy Wolfson on the TV side, the only one. You get kind of that unique access. You get close. I'm fascinated by Wisconsin offensively, how they're able to constantly find the mismatch at the offensive end, constantly move the basketball and find out where that soft spot is within the defense. How much of that do you believe is reaction? How much of that is coached on a possession-by-possession basis?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, look at what this Sam Decker has done. I mean, have you seen a guy hit bigger shots? You know, it's just incredible what he's been able to do. And Kaminsky, you know, he's the player of the year. It's just interesting, you know. You would think they would know how to defend him by now, but he keeps going to his right and he keeps making baskets. You know, I thought that Trey Jackson was a really interesting, you know, it's almost like an addition since he's coming back, you know, to play from the injury. And you know, I just thought he drove the ball and was really pretty special there in the second half against Kentucky and got to the line. So, you know, Nigel Hayes, there's another guy. I mean, you know, they seem to get what they want offensively, don't they, Doug? I mean, it's pretty
they do. It's a rarity in which it does feel like, for the most part, with the exception maybe that stretch where they seem to tire against Kentucky and they fell behind by four, they do seem to get what they want. Jim Gray joining us. He'll be on the sideline for Westwood One Radio, NCAA Radio Network, this evening on the call of the national championship game. What about the other side with Mike Krzyzewski? You know, it seems like there's a new energy. And some have pointed to USA Basketball. I pointed out to some people that, you know, he does have a different staff because, you know, Wojo left. He's with Marquette as the head coach. The previous year, he lost Chris Collins as well. You know, he's 68 years old. How do you think he keeps going to the well to kind of rediscover this energy and this passion for his team?
He said two things in the pregame. We have an interview that we taped with him. He said two things that really stood out. He said, "I'm not into counting. I'm into doing." So all this stuff about tying John Wooden, he said there's only one John Wooden, and all of this about being second, you know, most ever with five. By the way, Bo Ryan, if he wins tonight, will have five national championships, and that's not really being pointed out much. But Krzyzewski's energized. And the interesting thing that he said, Doug, was, look, this experience isn't for me. I'm having a great experience watching these young men experiencing it for the first time and knowing that the first time can last a lifetime. And I just thought that was really, look, he's America's coach. He's totally unselfish. And he is really rejuvenated and invigorated, and there's an intensity here. And I kind of compare it to this, Doug. Look, I see this in Tom Brady. He knows how hard it is to get there. He knows how fragile it is to lose it. A Mario Manningham, a David Tyree, you can be the best team and lose in a big game. And it's just really, really hard. So when you have the opportunity, you've got to grab it, and you got to stay with your foot on the pedal the entire way. Because if you let up for 1 second, it can all change in a heartbeat. And I think that's what Coach K sees. He's 68 years old. How many more times can he do this? How much more can he go out and recruit and get these kids? He's always going to have players who want to come and play for him. But the game will change, I'm sure, when he gets to 70 years old. Bodies change. Things, you know. The fact that it's just so important to him and he still has this spirit and this drive, it's really remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder, like, I know he won't, but you just wonder if he won tonight, if he'd ever think about, you know, maybe I'll just hang it up.
Well, he's committed to the Olympics, so I don't think he would do that. I think he would see through USA Basketball. And I don't see him tired or had enough. He's not one of these guys who's counting the days to go play golf. He doesn't golf, you know. He doesn't do. Yeah. He doesn't have that type of stuff in his life. I think, you know, he enjoys what he does, and he loves the experience, and he loves giving others the experience and teaching them. And, you know, you can't really root. If you don't like Mike Krzyzewski, you only must